Gary, last time I spoke to you about 10 days ago, you weren't in a good mood. I imagine you're in a worse one now, are you?
Yeah, just very disappointing, mate. Just people not having the courage to get on the ball. I watched the game from the stand first half and just passed the ball too slow. Very predictable. They can keep shuffling across. You know, we've not caused them any problems at all, really. I think every second ball, they were front foot, won it. We looked laboured. Thought people were copping out, taking the easy route, not brave enough to get on the ball and play. And when you throw that all together, it's a poor performance, and that's certainly what it was. I can only apologise to supporters again. You know, I don't know what the crowd was, but we've seen quite a few here, and dear me.
Well, the crowd was 414, but Saturday you won 4-1. It's a big change, it seems, in 3 days.
Well, what's gone before doesn't matter. I mean, you've got to be front foot and you've got to be aggressive and you've got to be competitive. We weren't any of them. That's before you get your platform to go and play. So we were just second best all over the pitch. I mean, they've not had the ground to start, but they look tons better than us.
I mean, this thing about a lack of guts, a lack of desire, it's not something your sides are associated with.
No, it won't stay like that either, mate. Because if they don't, they've had enough chances now anyway, we'll change it. You can't change it overnight, but people have let us down tonight and they'll let the supporters down. You know, at the end of the day, I take responsibility because I get the players and I pick the team, but, you know, we expect more from them. There's some experienced lads out there, and I thought some of them bottled it and copped out.
I take it you've had a word in the dressing room. Was there any response?
Not really. Boots has had a right go at them. I just said, you know, you've got a long night ahead of you. You've got to think about your game tonight, and you've got to think, did you give everything? And I don't think there's many of you can say that.
What did you make of the second goal?
Well, I just said I expected Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse to walk on it like a Disney cartoon. I mean, Shane's been putting the press, he's over at the back pass, but he can catch it and just take a booking. Well, he wouldn't have got booked for it would have been a free kick. What did he try and do, edit?
It looked like it, yeah.
It's just embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Scott Spencer was on the bench, came back. Has his tonsillitis cleared up?
Well, we didn't think he was completely right, but it was that bad we thought we had to get him on and see if he could lift us a little bit. He had a couple of efforts at goal. We were a bit better second half, but it's not acceptable. And, you know, I've got some long days ahead of me trying to change it.
FA Cup draw today, not particularly kind. Darlington away, what do you make of that?
Well, it's a good game, isn't it? No, it's a good game. You know, lads should want to play in games like that. There'd be a good crowd on. You know, it's a real big club with a lot of history, Darlington. But would you want to take that bunch up there? You know what I mean? You have a bit of balls.
So, it's Matlock on Saturdays.
Yeah. You know, we can't take a time out. We'll train Thursday. There'll be a lot of things spoken about. You know, maybe they'll have a few days to think about it. Can they turn it around? Looking at them tonight, I don't know. You know, the season's just start. We come off a good win. The people turn out for us again. And what do they give them? They don't even give them 100% effort. And that's unforgivable.
So, I mean, I know it's still only 4 games right at the start of the season, but it's changing the air.
Well, what would you change it? Would you? Right, I will. Yeah. Yes, I will.
Yeah. All right, cheers, Gary.
No worries.